Blog Talk Radio.
Holiday gift idea and wedding idea.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find. A new discovery, so glad that it's mine. It's not a satellite, indeed, in my view. Out of the blue, the brightest star.
Good evening. Today is the 4th of December 2015, and that means there are just 21 days left for the Big C, Christmas. And also Hanukkah is, actually I didn't look that up, but it's very soon. Anyway, so, and that's 8 days of gift giving, so from large to small. So welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you. I am your host, Charlena P.F., and today's show is all about gift ideas for both the holidays and or for upcoming weddings. And that will be for the couple, the groom, the bride, or everybody in between. Well, not everybody in between, just those three segments anyway. Plus, I'll also give you my two recent product reviews. And then just a whole batch of other stuff, you know, various places, things that I've curated from the web, also actually everything I've curated from the web, but then also other ideas, handcrafts for wedding or holidays or baby gifts, whatever. Alrighty, and I also just want to thank Carla Lynn Hall, who allows me to use her song Supernova as my entry. Now, I love that song, as you know. So, all right, before we get to the wonderful gift giving ideas that you've never heard of from my lips anyway, I, of course, think that my two books that are out on Kindle, on Amazon, are wonderful gifts, especially for the couple who is engaged, about to be engaged, or is in the throes and are in the throes of planning their wedding. The first one is New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And the follow-up book, which is 11 Plus Secrets from NYC Budget Weddings. And both, as I said, are on Amazon in Kindle form, or ebook reading on Kindle form. You could even get it from Barnes & Noble in still be able to get it transferred to the Nook if you would like. And those two books, respectively, are $5.99 and 99 cents. So also be sure to tune in tonight to Midnight Meditation with Charlena. Of course, I am your host on that as well. And that is, of course, at 12 midnight on the station of the very same name. And tonight's topic is self-care. I thought we would talk about that and some various other self-issues throughout the month of December, because we're always running hither and yon, doing a multitude of things for yourself, but usually for other people. And you forget about giving yourself care. And tonight I wanted just to emphasize self-care, but I also wanted to do it in a different way than usual meditation. So, and then the next time we get together in 2 weeks for Budget Weddings NYC for you, I have not determined as to who will be on or if I'll have another gift idea program, because that will only be a week prior to the holidays, Christmas, and then New Year's following. So I may not be able to find anyone. But even if I don't, I'll have some good tips for you in 2 weeks. And also, just to let you know, New Year's Day, I am having an event, and I will not be on the radio, on the airwaves that day. I might put on another show, so just to give you a taste of keep the taste in your mouth of Budget Weddings NYC for you, but it will not be me live. Alrighty, so let's see. Let's get to those gifts that I've curated for you from the web, and also the two items that I reviewed. They are both, well, at least one of them is on romanticweddings.com, romanticweddinggift.com, excuse me. And the other one, if not both of them, I think it's one or the other one, is on budgetweddingsnyc.com. Although I was having problems for some reason getting it on either one of my my websites. I wasn't sure why. Well, anyway, no. I think it's they're both definitely on Romantic Wedding Gifts. You know what? Let's start off with those. All right. For the first item that I reviewed, and this was for these two particular companies. One was Protein Rich Food Bars is the name of the title on my website, however, and it is a review of Quest Bar. Now, Quest Bar has been out for a little bit. I don't know how long, but it has been out for a little bit. And I think what they wanted was they sent me a whole batch of protein bars, various protein bars, and I think they were testing out new flavors. I know that they had a new flavor for Halloween, which was pumpkin, which was pretty good, actually. The pumpkin was interesting to me because it had this orange outer topping, which, after I recalled that pumpkins are, in fact, orange, that it was not too strange. It was just startling, I think, for me to see this orange color on the outside of this bar. But the bar had nuts in it. I don't remember what kind. I think it was almonds and walnuts, maybe. No peanuts in that one. They do have several bars that are peanuts. I won't go into those at this point. I won't go into the flavors that much, although let me see if I can find the flavors for you. Let's see. They have, just so you know, and these, actually the ones that are chocolate are amazing. They have a box of chocolate lovers variety. And they are chocolate brownie, chocolate chip cookie dough, double chocolate chunk, and cookies and cream, and chocolate peanut butter. The chocolate peanut butter I did not have because I do not like peanut butter. I know, I'm a strange person. It doesn't sit with me either very well. But these other four flavors are amazing. Oh, my goodness. The chocolate brownie, oh, my goodness, that is delicious. And then there's the chocolate chip cookie dough. That's really good. And a friend of mine told me that she puts that one in after her run. She puts that in the microwave, and it's like having a dessert. I don't own a microwave, so I couldn't tell you, but she's had that one before. And then also I have to tell you, the double chocolate chunk is really, really good. These are not even my favorite, but it is really good. Actually, let's see, which one is my favorite? It is One of my favorites is the chocolate chip cookie dough. It's not my absolute favorite, but it is one of my favorites. Let's see, what other flavors do they have? They also have, they have the pumpkin, and I can't see the other ones. But anyway, they have a variety pack of about 12 different kinds, I believe. And those are, of course, on Amazon, and they're on my website as well, Romantic Wedding Gifts. And they're delicious. Oh, one other fact about these, they are gluten-free. They are not milk-free, but they are gluten-free. And the protein, two other facts, the protein is out of this world. It's some between 18 and 23 grams of protein, and that is almost unheard of in a bar that you can eat for a meal replacement or for a snack and get energy. So, and their one of their taglines is happiness is a quest bar. And yes, that's what I was reviewing, a quest thing that I reviewed this past week. Here's my favorite. I couldn't remember. I don't know why I couldn't remember. And this has 20 grams of fat, and there's no sugar added. I have to just tell you that. It is the s'mores bar. Oh, my goodness. Make you want to slap your mama. That's how good that one is. Oh, whew, it's good. And again, the protein on that one is 20 grams of fat. So, of grams, excuse me, 20 grams, no sugar added. And I don't think there's any fat, I don't remember, but. So the s'mores bar is my absolute favorite. The double chocolate chunk bar is my second favorite. And the chocolate chip cookie dough is my third favorite. But that s'mores bar, oh my goodness, you have to get one. Alrighty, and then I also reviewed Rumio Makeup 6-Color Palette Tray. Now, that was kind of amazing to me. And if you go on my website, romanticweddinggifts.com, you will see my face. Although it is a selfie, my husband hates selfies. He said that it really smushes your face and things. So you'll see my fresh washed face and then my face after I put the Rumio on. The surprising thing about the Rumio 6-Color Palette Tray is that I opened it up, and I paid a little bit of money for this one to be able to review it. It's 6 colors, and you open it up, and you go, what? I mean, these are colors that I would not ever imagine that they would work on my face. And I was thinking, okay, I have 2 colors that I can work with. All right, fine. But then I thought, no, I need to have an open mind. So I did. The 6 colors, and they don't tell you what the colors are. And then I learned after I did my review that it's actually a bronzing powder palette with 6 colors. But they don't tell you what the colors are. So from left to right, the top row is white, and I do mean stark white. The middle one is sort of a pale beige. And then the top right one is maybe a cafe au lait with red in it. And below it is a dark brown. And to the left of the dark brown is a kind of a peach-looking color, kind of. And then all the way over to the left on the bottom is a definite beige. And with a bit of green in the tint. So I used all of them. And it was amazing. I didn't look clownish. I looked actually quite beautiful with them on, and took myself, met a friend as I went to the opera, and she said it looked lovely. So it's not just me saying I look lovely and stunning and everything. You can see the picture of me on my website, romanticweddinggifts.com, and you'll see to just pick out the makeup tips and tricks. And I go into even more detail about that color palette. All righty, so there, you've had my review. And I also actually, I'm in my blue phase for weddings. I have a whole batch of various gifts that you can give to the bride for Something Blue, Gift Ideas for the Bride, that I just uploaded yesterday. And I'll just give you a an overview about it. Now, I actually even did a little bit of research because I didn't know why you had to have Something Blue for your wedding. And I can't remember what it was that I had that was blue at my wedding. I just don't recall, which is very strange. But I know I had all of that stuff, Something Blue, Something Old, Something Borrowed, Something Blue. So, but anyway, the something Borrowed Blue and Old are to give you good luck. That's right. The bride has good luck. It's also to thwart the evil eye in case anyone throws it at you and you're unaware. Because evidently, even if you're unaware, Canadian band's information, a recent Canadian band, you can still be cast an evil eye even if you're not aware. But I don't know how you would know that you received it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now, I have a whole batch of things. I have Something Blue shoes as gifts, and I have it from the flats to the very, very high heels. I also have, and just to give you a few, like I have for the flats, I have satin rhinestone ballet flats in midnight blue. I also buy elegant Park, I think I have seven shoes by Elegant Park that range in height, including a wedge, some really, really, really high heels, and not all of the sizes are available, but they're really pretty. And I have, I think I have three wedges and two stilettos. And I even have one that my husband thought was really cool. Maybe he'll get that one for me for Christmas. It's a rhinestone, it's a handmade wedding sandal. Very cool. And then this really funky, kind of odd, I liked it. I thought it was really cool. And it does come in black. It's called the Show Story Sky Blue Removable Flower Ankle Strap Bride Shoe that has as a heel a heart. So, and then I have on my wedding site, I have jewelry and wedding sets, and those are in various shades of blues. I've a necklace with an earring and ring set. I have necklaces with earrings, of course, and bracelets, or just an earring, a necklace, two necklaces. And then I also even have a crystal-stimulated pearl flower leaf fine hair comb with blue in it. And then, of course, the lingerie. We had to put the lingerie in. Usually the blue thing that most people go for is the garter. And I have a garter. I have wedding panties or G-string, whichever you like to call it. I even have a bridal baby doll and ropes that have sheer white bridal panties with a little blue flower at the, just below the navel. I have another baby doll, blue and in dark blue. The first one was in sky blue, and this one is in a darker blue. And then I have some underwear or panties called Just Married Ring, and that's a gold ring on turquoise panties. And then boy shorts, shiny metallic, royal blue, and a sexy lace backless teddy, almost frontless, I have to say. And then I also have a sexy pinup cutout back summer wedding panty in white and blue. But not to leave anything out, I also have unusual Something Blue gift ideas for the bride. So I also included a quilt because I love quilts. I think they're so cuddlesome, and you know, you want to cuddle up with your new spouse or your fiance, maybe. Well, maybe you're watching television or something, and you need something just to cuddle up with. A quilt's the perfect thing. So, and there are wedding ring quilts, and they are, I think, Williamsburg blue wedding ring quilt probably started it all. Now there are other people who are also doing wedding ring quilts in various designs. And I have a couple of those. And then there's also something called a Wundi Charm Fashion Women's Bridal Wedding Hair Barrette. It looks like a comb to me. And if I, when I was getting married, I had my hair up a little bit, and then later it fell down. If I'd been thinking about it, but I did have a tiara, I must say. I did have a tiara. I did have a veil. I later found out that veils and tiaras don't mix etiquette-wise. They mix perfectly well if you want one, because I had one. But this is a comb, actually. If you do a French twist, you could have your blue in your French twist on top of your head or on the back, depending on what you want. And then there's also turquoise. And I mentioned that turquoise was my very first ring that I ever bought for myself when I was, I think I was probably 14 or 15, after I had my first job, my first real job, turquoise ring, because I was living in Arizona, and I loved turquoise. So there's a turquoise retro silver carved oval, six stone bracelet. So, and then, not to be outdone, these are still in the unusual, Something Blue movie. So I picked out really two of my favorites. This is what really started me on my quest for movies. Blue Velvet, which could be considered just quirky or strange or definitely surrealistic and mysterious. But it's also sensual because it has Isabella Rossellini in basically her very first film. And it's just amazing. It's one of those that I always said I wanted to see again, but I don't think I ever have seen it again. Anyway, and then, of course, Denzel Washington in anything is a special treat. And he is in one of my favorite authors' books, turned to film, Devil in a Blue Dress. And that's by Walter Mosley, not Robert, Walter Mosley. If you want to read the book, talk about mystery, talk about sensuality, talk about it. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to talk about it. And then the other three movies that I name are Into the Blue, Out of the Blue, and Blue Steel. And so most of the movies are fairly recent. Blue Steel is from the 40s, and that's with John Wayne. I also mentioned TV shows. Also, Blue Brothers 2, of course. I've never seen that, but your fiancé may like it. My husband does. Friends. I had to mention Friends because that's one of my all-time favorite TV shows. And there is the one in Vegas. That's from season 2, I think. And then there is Phoebe, the one with Phoebe's wedding. And the Something Blue is mentioned in the season 2, and that's with Monica and Chandler getting married. And Phoebe decides that she doesn't need to find anything blue, but she's going to have her wedding outside in February, so she will be blue without a coat. So, and then other shows that have something about a wedding and something blue are How I Met Your Mother and also The Big Bang show, Doctor Who. And all that should keep. I'm going to run through what I found online. All right, I found online, this would probably work, it would have to be the summertime. I won't say anything else. It has to be the summertime because you have to do it outside on a picnic table, preferably. Tabletop Party Grill. Now that, I looked into it, that is really very cool because you can have 6 different people roasting away on this party grill, and it's underneath it is just, it's cool, but you do have coals in it, so you would have to have this outside. I do not want you to have this inside. So it's great for vegetarians, great for carnivores, and it's great because it'll be fun. You can still have your conversation. The person grilling is no longer way a ways from you and everybody's inside watching television or anything. No, you're all at the picnic table enjoying your feast as it cooks and enjoying your conversation. And that is via uncommongoods.com. It's $149. And then for couples specifically, there are these huge carry-ons. I didn't get the dimensions. Actually, I don't even think that it told me the dimensions. But there is a Bedford bag and a sister bag, and they are both at sisterparishdesign.com, and they're available in a variety of colors. And they say they're handy for the honeymoon, but will also, like the marriage, knock on wood, go the distance. And they're interior pockets to help with storage and organization. And they are, the Bedford bag is $125, and the sister bag is $150. Now, moving on. Snack of the Month Club. If you want to give your, I think, why, if you like the couple, would you just stop at giving them a wedding gift? Maybe you want to give them something for the holidays. So, for instance, the Snack of the Month Club is starting at $60 for 3 months. So they would get a Snack of the Month for 3 months. So it wouldn't take, you know, wouldn't take lots of money out of your pocket if you wanted to give four snacks to four different couples. That would be cool. And they wouldn't even have to be all at once, but you know, you would just be using $240 for four different couples, and they get a snack for 3 months. That's so cool. And it's from mouse.com. And everybody will, of course, remember you because they're getting a snack break of artisanal snacks, pickle, crunchy, crumbly, and chewy. Just think of things like black truffle popcorn, which I don't know. Korean barbecue beef jerky, that would be good. And Peruvian pepper salsa. And then all they have to do is add Netflix. Then there is this thing called Bless This Home Door Knocker. I always, when I knock on people's doors, my knuckles hurt. I really tender knuckles. So, oh my goodness, I only have 2 minutes. I may have to, in 2 weeks, I will complete this gift-giving extravaganza. I will start off with the gifts that I curated for you, but just to give you a little bit more. So the Bless This Home Door Knocker is a blessing for the new family. You put it on the door, and it's a little house. It's very cute. It's silver, and it's only $14.99. And you can get that from spiritualcollections.com. And on that same vein, you could also, for inside their house, if they are perhaps the newlywed Jewish couples, you could get them a year-round display of the man and the woman, or the couple, over standing behind the 8 days of for the menorah that you can put the candles in. It's very pretty, and you don't have to use it just for Hanukkah. You could leave it out because it's a simple design which reflects safe and loving feelings for your home, your new home or your old home. And it's only $79.95. And that is from Traditional Jewish Gifts. Alrighty, so I guess I really have to wind it up. Oh, I can do one more. Intertwined candlesticks. I love this. This is really pretty. Candlelight creates a restful spiritual atmosphere in your home, and the intertwined candlesticks add a symbolic statement about the newlywed couple's deep relationship. And whether it's displayed together or as an individual, these candlesticks are forever because they're in buffed silver. They're gorgeous. Just $58. And that is from redenvelope.com. All right. So in 2 weeks, I will bring you a list of wonderful gifts for the groom, for the bride, and I guess that's it, for the bride and the groom. Oh, and also for your spiritual side. So there's even more gifts to come in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks exactly, on the 18th. So I look forward to sharing those with you, and have a great and wonderful rest of the evening, and I hope you tune in to Midnight Meditation with Charlena. Alrighty, this is Charlena signing off and saying good night.